I would like you to open your Bibles in the book of Acts, chapter 20, verse 35. For the sermon today, I have a statement. You can only give what you have. You can only give whatever you have received. So we're going to read scriptures and we're going to understand that. In all things I have shown you that by working hard in this way we must help the weak, and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Lord, may you give us light to understand your word in this morning. Amen. In Jesus' name. Do we have the title? The title, I don't know if it's going to sound well in English, but in my language sounds very well. It's Love We Receive, Love We Give. And it's the final sermon on the love. First time I came here, I spoke to you about loving God. Second time I came, I spoke to you loving people. But today, we're going to learn that you can never love if you don't receive love. I said to you, we need to love God, we need to love people. But today, it's the secret. How? How to love God, or how to love people. And there is everything to do with this. It is more blessed to give than to receive. And I want to illustrate what I want to discuss today with this situation that happened in my church. I am a Sunday school teacher and I'm a small group teacher. So I teach everything as I should do. And mostly I work with youth, teenagers, and young adults. Because, you know, in the past, teenage years was very early. Now, teenage years start to stretch. There are some teenagers of 30 years. Like, it keeps stretching. So I said, there was a time that I need to teach about money, finances. I look at them and I say, like, no, these guys spend too much money with things that they're supposed not to spend. Like, they go out, I don't know how they do it. Somebody must teach them. I don't know even if they are giving their tithes, if they are offering. So let me teach them. I said, I cannot give them example. I don't want to give them example. And I also don't want to do a theoretical teaching. So I had this amazing idea. I gave them money, the actual money. So I hand them for 3 weeks, $10 each. So you say, Gustavo, $10 is not too much. But when you have many people and for 3 weeks, it becomes a lot. So I asked to my co-leader, like, hey, could you partner with me? Otherwise, I'll be broke. So he partnered with me. And then I came and gave them the money. And with the money, I gave them a paper, and I would do like 2 to 3 verses with the principle I want to discuss. First, savings, tithing, how to spend money, how to be wise, how to enjoy the money. But, and then that was my goal. I said, this is the perfect teaching. This kid's gonna love me. That's it. I'm going to be forever loved by them. But here is the thing. I thought I would teach them about finances. They actually taught me about the heart, their heart. When I gave the $10 for the young ones who never work, they were like, whoa, they were so happy. And they literally followed what I asked them to do. But when I gave the money, the small money, to the older ones who already work, they look like, I don't need that. there was one person that actually treated me so arrogantly. She said, "No, I don't want it. Take it. And I'm like, "No, I'm the teacher. You're going to need to take it. If you want to spend it, if you want to keep it, if you want to give to someone else, you're going to need to take it." So she's like, I don't want your money. I don't want 10 bucks. And I kept that on my heart, and I started meditating. I'm like, why this discrepancy of behavior? One people receive with so much joy and obey what I ask. Why some other people don't even want to receive the money? And then I start to realize, and God spoke to me very deeply about, Gustavo, it is more blessed to give than to receive. It is, you can only give whatever you received. And then I wait for the 3 weeks. After the 3 weeks, I got these two group of people, the ones who rejected my teaching and the ones who received my teaching. And I asked them, how is your prayer life? How is your reading of scriptures? And what happened? Everyone who obeyed me, they also obeyed in all the other areas of life. All the others who rejected the little money I gave to them, they were also rejecting the other things of their life, their Bible reading and so on and so forth. And then I look at them and said, if I cannot trust you with 10 bucks and a piece of paper, you cannot do what I ask you to do, how come I'm going to trust you that you are obeying me when I talk about prayer, when I talk about reading scriptures, when I talk about any other subject of life? This is so easy. One piece of paper, 3 verses, and then you do. And they were like, yeah, Gustavo, I'm sorry. But then, of course, God is very kind. He doesn't only discipline the others. He also disciplined me. And he said, Gustavo, check upon your life, because you're going to see that the things you cannot receive, you cannot give. And the things that you receive, you're going to give it. If that example happened to me, but let me be now more clear. It is more blessed to give than to receive. I never understood this verse until that day. If you ask me, it is more blessed to give or receive, I would quote scripture only with this, but never with this. I'm like, of course not. It's better to receive. I was very good educated by my parents, very good. Study, spiritually, socially, sports, everything. They did a great job. And one thing they did very nicely in Brazil, there are many poor people. So my parents told me, Gustavo, whenever you have candies, cookies, you have two options. One, or you eat by yourself, you hide yourself and eat, or if you're gonna eat during the break where there are more kids with you, you're gonna give and share with them. If there is 10 kids, you're gonna share with them. If there is 2, you're gonna share with 2. No matter how many, if you need to break your cookie, but you're gonna give a piece to someone. So I was raised like this, and I always obeyed my parents, but I was... The words of Jesus didn't make too much sense. Like, it is more blessed to give. And I'm like, Lord, all the time I need to give my cookies, my candies, I end up eating less than the guys. The guys eat more than I, and it's wrong. It's supposed to be me eating more. Until now, until that day that I gave the money to the kids and to the adults, and I saw that Jesus wasn't talking about the money. Jesus wasn't talking about the cookies and the candies. Jesus was talking about spiritual and eternal things. Why is it more blessed to give than to receive? The answer is so simple. It's so simple that I don't know how I took so long to understand that. It's simple. It's because you have what you're giving. When you go to a class and somebody's going to lecture you, and you get amazed with their lecture, they are giving you their, out of their amount of knowledge, they are giving you 1 hour of the knowledge. Can you imagine how much knowledge they still have that we can never take, but they are giving? And why the Bible says it's more blessed to teach? Why? Because he has so much knowledge, the professor, that he's giving it to us. When we give an offering to someone, why is it better? Because you're giving just an offering. That means you have more. But the person who is taking the offering, they are getting just the offering. When you give the cookies, the candies, whenever I come back to my home, I have a lot of cookies and candies to eat. But my friends, they had only 2 slices on that time. So that's why Jesus was so clear. And here the Apostle Paul also understood that. Why it is more blessed to give? It's simple. You have whatever you are giving. Let me put this in spiritual matters. When a parent has time to their kids, this is a blessing. The parent has the time to share with the kids. Look at what it's not a blessing when the parents have no time to their kids. When the kids get home and they think they're going to play with the parent, they're going to spend some time with the parent, but no, I have no time to give. More blessed, blessed thing is to give. Whoever gives something, truly Jesus tells you, that means they have that thing. Especially when it talks about spiritual and eternal subjects. Whoever gives you a smile, it means that they have a smile to give to you. Whoever gives you love, it means that they have love to give you. Whatever people do it to you is spiritually. Not a cookie, not 10 bucks, but things that are going to change your life, that's going to bless your day. What that means? That means that that person has what they're giving. And it's just like love. It never fails. If you have one kid, you love the first kid. The second come, you love the second. The third will come and you love the third. Co-workers, you work with one, they hire someone again. If you are a loving person, if you have received love, you're going to love that person too. If you're nice to the first co-worker, you're going to be nice to the second. Why? Because more blessed thing it's to give than to receive. And this, let's see now in the life of our Lord and Savior. This is how Jesus loved God to the point of the cross. This is how Jesus loved his disciples to the point of the cross. Why? Because Jesus was so much loved by God the Father. It's Matthew chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was open, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I'm well pleased." Love we receive. Back, that's Matthew chapter 3. There is no miracle, there is no healing, there is no sermon. There is nothing that Jesus has done. He is loved by who he is. Not of what he does, how amazing he is. No, God the Father, before Jesus starts his ministry, the first message that God the Father wants to give to his Son, you are loved. You are very much loved. Actually, I'm well pleased with you. You don't need to do anything. I love you the way you are. But because of that love, then Jesus started to do everything he was about to do. And this is the love of the Father to the Son. Jesus is our perfect example. But maybe there is an example, an illustration that I can give you that it's even closer to you. You who are parents, when the baby is born, you love the baby not because of what they do. Because baby just give a lot of work. They don't sleep. They keep you awake. You need to change diapers. You need to feed them. It's just effort and work. But you love them. You love the baby for who he is, not for what they do. But the truth is, when you do love, or better, when you receive that love, it's automatically, you start to doing things to God. You start doing things to people. You're not under obligation anymore, but you are doing things out of love. You cannot give what you don't have. You cannot give what you're not received. So the first sermon I said to you, love God. The second one, love people. But today the truth is, if you really understood that God loved you, that you were forgiven of your sins, that you became family of God, that nothing will take you apart from Jesus, that you have your salvation, that it was by grace, it was by mercy. We didn't deserve, but he freely gave us. When we truly understand that, not with our minds only, but with all our hearts, the next thing we're going to do, it's to love God back. It's to love people back. That's why Jesus, when he invited the disciples, he never, he never put a gun on them and say, you must do this. No. It's simply an invitation. Hey, follow me. Hey, follow me. And those disciples who understand that they were loved by Jesus, that they understood that Jesus was welcoming them for the greatest thing they could ever do, they became true disciples. For example, I cited this verse last week, 1 John chapter 4, verse 19, John says, we love because Jesus first loved us. And John was known as the apostle of love. He was so close to Jesus. He received so much love from Jesus that everything that John would do to love his disciples, everything that he would do to love Jesus Christ back, everything he would do to love God. But how? He understood that he received the love. And the love you receive, we give. It's automatically. John chapter 15, verse 13. This is Jesus saying to his disciples, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend. So Jesus was so loved by God that he could give love to his disciples. But understand this. Although the sermon here is about love, I want us to understand the principle that we have of receiving things. Just as my students could not receive the money, look, it wasn't only love that Jesus gave here. Jesus gave his life also to the disciples. Because Jesus has life in himself. He's the living God. If I tell you, I'm going to die for you, that's not going to change your life at all. Like, I'm simply going to die. But when Jesus says, I'm going to die for you, I'm going to give my life for you, what does that mean? That means that you have your eternal salvation. That means that the Spirit of God came to live in you. Because Jesus, he did not only have love. He had way more than love. He had life in himself to give. And when I told you that God came to me and said, Gustavo, understand this. You can only give what you received. It brought me back to all my journey to become a pastor. Gustavo, you cannot be a pastor if you don't study. You need to study just like a doctor study, because you need to give people something. I remember this, not this in the pastoral world, but I remember a little bit before COVID, I was such in a financial crisis in my life that some people, I was so willing to help. I was so willing to send money to my country, but I couldn't because I had nothing to do. And then God said to me, Gustavo, you need to go the extra mile. You need to work more than your friends. You need to study more than the others. Why? It's to become successful. No, it's because you can only give what you received. If you don't pay attention in what you are putting in, you cannot put out. You cannot give. You cannot be the blessing I want you to be. And God said, the secret is, the more you have, the more you can give. But the more you're going to keep having. To the one who is given much, much more I'll give. Why? Because these kind of people, they understood the principle. If you receive whatever God gives to you, maybe a gift, maybe finances blessing, maybe a family, maybe an opportunity. When we receive it, not for the sake of ourselves, but for the sake of, I want to be the best version of me. Just as Jesus had life in himself, I want to have the best I can have. Why? So I can give. So I can love God better. So I can love people better. And it was when Jesus taught me this principle, when the scriptures were so clear to me, it was the time that I started to be more selective with my time. I started to be more selective with my resources. I started to be more selective with the things I like to do for leisure. When all my friends, they would stop work Monday to Friday, because for them, their money, it's only to feed them and to for their pleasure. I said, no, I'm going to be different. I'm going to work a little bit more. Why? For more pleasure? No. I was one time, I wanted to offer and I couldn't offer to someone. I wanted to be a blessing and I couldn't be a blessing. I'm going to study more. Why? Because I want to be the best version of the pastor, the best version of the teacher that I could. I'm going to sleep earlier. My friend's going to go out. Nothing wrong. All church friends, all good things. But no, this day I need to rest. Why? Because there is a whole week ahead of me. And I want to have the healthy, the energy that I can give throughout the week to my employer, to my co-workers, to my family. Why? Because better thing is to give than to receive. How can we love God better? How can we love people better? It's to literally focus on receiving. I have in my cell phone, I have a reminder, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. And it is literally the verse that we read in Matthew chapter 13. You are my beloved son. I always keep myself reminding myself that I am loved by God. Because I know there will be no obedience, there will be no serving, there will be no loving if I do not first understood how much He loves me. There will be nothing It's going to be fake. It's going to be superficial. But if I do truly understand how much he loves me, how much I was forgiven, then there will be love. There will be serving. That's when we understand, and that's when we receive it. To conclude, I want to conclude very, very practically with the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 24 and 25. One gives freely, yet gains even more. You see that the math kind of doesn't make sense, but it spiritually makes sense. When you give, you receive more. Another withholds what is right, only to become poor. A generous soul will prosper, and he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. It's the least thing Solomon was thinking here, it was about money. Because if he was thinking about money, he would never think that when you give, you receive more. Solomon was thinking about spiritual things. When you give an offering to someone that changes that person's life, you gain that person. You gain a friend. You gain someone that you can walk with. When you give your time to a person, you lost 1 hour of your day. But you gain a friend that maybe sometime he's going to give you 1 hour later in a day that you need. Better is to give than to receive. And the last one I want you to see this principle applied is 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your store of seed and will increase the harvest of your righteousness. I like that Paul here is attaching money with righteousness. Because that's literally what he wants to teach. He's not talking about material things. He's talking about spiritual and eternal subjects. Bread. Here is the tricky and the thing that we need so much knowledge and discernment. Bread and seed. What we do with bread? We eat. What we do with seed? We plant, we sow. So the seed grow, it takes time, but it's going to grow and it's going to give fruits. So you go to the tree, you eat from the fruit, and also other people is going to take the fruit from that same tree that you planted. But here is the tricky part. Only you and I and God know what is bread and what is seed in our lives. For example, when we're talking about money, some of the money, it's bread. It's for our own necessity. It's for our family. It's to become a provider. Some are seed, maybe to missions, maybe to the church, or even maybe to yourself, you invest in something waiting for the return later. Some of it is bread and some of it is seed. With our time, the same thing. Some of our time, it's bread. It's for yourself. Some of your time, it's seed. It's for the others. Your talents and gifts, some of them, it's bread. It's for yourself. Some of them, it's for the others. Your Bible reading, some of them it's bread, it's devotional. It's that morning reading of scriptures that's going to feed you. But some of that, it's seed. It's that late afternoon scriptures that you share with your friend, that you share with your church neighbor, that you share with your coworker. So really we need to discern these things. Bread and seed. God, what are you giving me that it's bread? What are you giving me? My time, my gifts, my resource, my education, that I'm taking all to myself. I'm eating all the seeds you are giving me, just as they are bread. Lord, what are they? In order that we can take some of them as bread to feed ourselves and some of them as seed. Because why? More blessed is to give than to receive. Look at the promise. Yours for food will supply and multiply your store of seed. God's not going to multiply your bread. He's multiply your seed. Because if we really, really pay attention, most of what we have, we can do as seed. Most of our time, it's for the others. Our love is for the others. Our kind, it's for the others. I cannot go to the mirror and laugh to myself. Like, hey, Gustavo, good morning. Let me share some love to you. No. Hey, Gustavo, let me give you some advice. No. We give those to the others. It's the most we do. And that's why God has his best interest to multiply our seeds. Because blessed thing it's to give. And that's why I don't know what's your seeds and what's your bread. I'm also discerning mine. But I do want to learn more, to read more, to study more, to work harder. Why? Because I want to have what to give. I want to be that person that Jesus called the more blessed, that you have to give. Because there was a time in my life that I wanted to bless so badly, and I didn't, I couldn't. And I said, Lord, this can't be. I want to be the guy who blesses, not the one who receives, because greater is the one who blesses. Amen. Amen. I hope this has taught you just as taught me, and that this increase your love and our love for God just as increases me. How to love God? The secret is actually to receive His love. Let's pray. God, thank you for your word. And you spoke to us today. And I pray that you keep speaking to us throughout the week. And change us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.